Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Dream Big and Win: Translating Passion into Purpose and Creating a Billion-Dollar Business is a Business and Entrepreneurship Book by Liz Elting, the co-founder of TransPerfect and founder of the Elizabeth Elting Foundation. Drawing on her experience building a global language solutions company from an NYU dorm room into a business with more than $1 billion in revenue, the book combines memoir-style reflection with practical management advice. Its purpose is not simply to inspire ambitious readers, but to show how large-scale business growth depends on action, discipline, and a willingness to take risks. Elting uses her own journey to explore the link between personal purpose and commercial success, while also addressing themes such as ownership, accountability, leadership culture, and persistence. The result is a hybrid of entrepreneurial memoir and applied business guide aimed at readers who want a realistic account of what building and scaling a company actually requires. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, turning personal ambition into a business purpose that can sustain long-term effort. A central idea in the book is that passion alone is not enough unless it is translated into purpose. Elting presents entrepreneurship as a process of aligning personal drive with something larger than individual ambition so that the work becomes durable rather than impulsive. This matters because early-stage business building often involves uncertainty, repetition, and slow progress, all of which require a reason to keep going beyond enthusiasm. The book suggests that purpose gives shape to decision-making. It helps founders choose where to invest time, what kind of company to build, and why the effort matters when results are not immediate. That emphasis separates the book from vague motivational entrepreneurship writing. It is less interested in abstract inspiration than in how a founder sustains direction over many years. By linking purpose to execution, Elting frames ambition as something that becomes productive only when it is organized around concrete goals and consistent work. Secondly, why doing, not dreaming, is the operational principle behind growth. One of the book's most repeated lessons is that action matters more than aspiration. Elting stresses that dreaming can identify a goal, but progress comes from the daily habits that move an idea from intention to reality. This is a practical correction to entrepreneurial rhetoric that celebrates vision while underplaying execution. In the book, growth is shown as cumulative small decisions, repeated effort, and willingness to move forward before conditions feel perfect. That perspective is especially relevant to founders because early business stages rarely provide certainty or ideal timing. The emphasis on doing also makes the book realistic. It does not treat success as the product of a single bold leap. Instead, it presents it as the outcome of disciplined follow-through. Readers are encouraged to think in terms of implementation, not just imagination. This focus on action also helps explain why the book appeals to people who want tangible lessons rather than generic inspiration. Its underlying claim is that momentum is built through behavior and that large outcomes depend on ordinary work repeated over time. Thirdly, risk-taking and failure as necessary conditions for entrepreneurial expansion. The book treats risk not as an optional feature of entrepreneurship, but as its defining condition. Elting repeatedly frames growth as impossible without stepping outside what feels safe, and she presents failure as a normal part of learning rather than a signal to stop. This is important because many readers approach entrepreneurship with a desire for certainty. Yet the book argues that certainty is often unavailable at the moments when decisions matter most. By presenting failure as informational, the book offers a more useful model for founder setbacks, reveal what needs to change, clarify assumptions, and force better judgment. That approach also reduces the emotional weight of mistakes, making experimentation more practical. The result is a view of entrepreneurship that is disciplined rather than reckless. Risk is not encouraged for its own sake. It is tied to the need for progress, adaptation, and eventual scale. This makes the book especially relevant to readers who want a grounded account of how uncertainty is handled in real businesses, not a simplified success narrative. Fourthly, ownership mentality and accountability as the engine of a scalable company culture. A major management theme in the book is the idea of ownership mentality. Elting argues that people perform better when they treat the company as if it were their own, because that attitude encourages initiative, responsibility, and attention to outcomes. This matters beyond motivation, because it directly affects how organizations scale. As companies grow, leaders cannot personally supervise every detail, so culture must carry some of the burden that individual control once handled. The book connects ownership to accountability, showing that clear expectations and regular feedback make performance more visible and more manageable. It also suggests that one-on-one conversations and transparency are not administrative extras, but essential tools for keeping teams aligned. Rather than presenting culture as a vague value statement, Elting treats it as a system of behaviors that supports execution. That gives the book practical value for managers and founders who are trying to build organizations that remain responsive and resilient as they expand. Lastly, leadership grounded in psychological safety, curiosity, and direct feedback. The book goes beyond startup growth tactics by examining what kind of leadership helps people do their best work. Elting highlights psychological safety, curiosity, and proactivity as traits that strengthen teams and improve decision-making. This is significant because it shows leadership is more than authority or charisma. It is also about creating an environment where people can speak honestly, learn quickly, and take initiative without fear of unnecessary punishment. The emphasis on feedback is especially important. In Elting's framework, feedback is not a soft skill, but a mechanism for clarity and improvement. Likewise, curiosity keeps leaders responsive rather than static, which is crucial in industries that change quickly. This focus gives the book a broader relevance than a standard founder memoir, since its lessons apply to managers, executives, and employees who want to build healthier organizations. It also reflects the book's realistic tone. Strong leadership is shown as a mix of discipline, openness, and repeated communication, not a single heroic trait. In conclusion, Dream Big and Win is best suited for aspiring entrepreneurs, founders, managers, and readers who want a business book that combines personal narrative with practical operating principles. It is especially useful for people interested in scaling a company, building a strong workplace culture, or understanding how purpose can support long-term performance. The book offers more than inspiration. It gives a grounded view of what it takes to move from idea to execution and from execution to sustainable growth. Readers who value concrete lessons about ownership, accountability, feedback, and risk will find it more immediately usable than many generalized entrepreneurship titles. What makes it stand out in its category is the combination of scale and candor. Elting is not writing from theory, but from the experience of building a global company from the ground up, and the book reflects that by staying close to real business challenges, its emphasis on action over abstraction and on culture over slogans gives it a more operational quality than many memoir-driven business books. That balance of story and instruction is its main strength. If you would like to support Liz Elting, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.